Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, February 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After a morning sell-off, U.S. stocks regained some ground and finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 54 points to close at 34,934. The NASDAQ lost 15 points, and the S&P 500 finished on the plus side, closing up nearly 4 points. Markets rebounded mid-session after minutes from last month's Federal Reserve meeting did not indicate a more hawkish plan beyond the Fed's timetable for raising interest rates. The Fed minutes also shifted the market's attention away from ongoing tensions in Russia and Ukraine. Among individual stocks, Viacom CBS fell nearly 18%, and social gaming company Roblox fell more than 26% after both posted earnings reports that missed analyst forecasts. Shopify fell 16% after the e-commerce company posted earnings that beat forecasts, but said it expects revenue growth will slow this year. Shares of the amusement park operator Cedar Fair dropped 5.3% after SeaWorld Entertainment indicated it was unlikely to pursue a deal for Cedar Fair after the company rejected its approach. SeaWorld rose 1.1%. After the bell, insurance conglomerate AIG said it swung to a fourth-quarter profit compared to last year when the pandemic hurt its results. Shares rose 0.6% in after-hours trading. And DoorDash said last year's revenue and order volume topped 2020 levels, showing food delivery's resilience even as restaurants reopened across the U.S. Shares rose more than 22% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.